It's an early weekend morning at the Music School of Delaware in Wilmington, and Maestro David Amato of the Delaware Symphony Orchestra is here to mentor students, and he's putting them through their paces.
Do you think that these four bars where it says tutti, five, six bars, do you think that they make a diminuendo or they imply a crescendo?
Crescendo.
A crescendo. And how would you argue for that? First violins.
During a break in the rehearsal, we get an opportunity to speak with Maestro David Amato, one of the young musicians, Madison Stern, and Simone Tartaglione, who is the music director of the Music School of Delaware. First, we sat down with David Amato. David Amato, it's Saturday, it's early, you have a full-time job, yet here you are at the Music School of Delaware helping these young students get ready for their spring concert. Can you talk to us a bit about the value of mentoring young musicians?
I think the classical music world, or maybe the music world in general, is one of the few professions left in which the way you advance really is through a series of mentoring experiences. As a student, I mean, I certainly had my share of mentors as a kid at varying stages of my development and my career, and it was not only valuable, but it was the thing that helped me define myself as a musician. It's almost like a trade, you know, being a musician, and you need to have that opportunity to work with a, just like if you're going to be a blacksmith or a carpenter, you need the opportunity to work with a master blacksmith, a master carpenter, to learn how to do it. I think it's exactly the same with music, and our educational system is not really set up to provide that. So it's a wonderful opportunity for everybody, for me and hopefully for the students too, to have this chance to have a little bit of time with somebody else, some other expert. I mean, Simeone is clearly an incredible expert in what he does, and he's a hard act to follow because he's so great. But I think just having somebody else in there, I think is just so tremendously valuable.
You mentioned that you had several mentors growing up. Can you take us back to a time when you had an especially impactful moment with a mentor that made something inside of you click as a musician?
In terms of sort of formative moments, my mother was a wonderful violinist. Because she was my mother and a wonderful violinist, she was my first mentor. And I remember very clearly, I was a good pianist as a kid. I was not by any means any kind of prodigious talent, but I was a good, really good pianist. And I was having trouble with some piece, I don't remember what it was. It was hard, it was technically challenging. And my mom, who generally left me alone when I was practicing, came up to me and said, "Well, I hear you're having trouble with this spot." I have trouble. And she said, "Well, do you have any idea about how the music goes here? Like, what's it saying? What's the shape of this phrase? Forget about all the business in there that's hard to play. Just what's the shape?" And I hadn't had any idea. I hadn't thought about it because I couldn't play it, right? But she asked me to really clarify the musical shape. And I thought about it, and I did. And guess what? I could play it. You know, so that was a very important moment for me, because what I realized is that as hard as the technical things can be, they really are only there for one reason, and that's to serve a greater musical purpose. So if you focus on the musical purpose, then chances are the technical stuff will fall into place. And that was a big moment for me.
If a music student, say someone near 14 years old, were to come up to you and say, "I want to do what you do one day, conducting," what would you say to them?
I think it's wonderful to feel like there are people who maybe want to do what I'm doing. I think at 14, I think the most important thing is to become really good at whatever instrument you play, really good, and play it a lot, and play a lot of chamber music, and get engaged with lots of other people. I think that's one of the big disadvantages of being a pianist, is that much of what you do is by yourself. And so the transition then to being a conductor for me had that added element of socialization element, that were I to have been a string player playing in string quartets or and orchestras and all this stuff, would have been much easier to have overcome. So, you know, I would say to this imaginary 14-year-old, great, practice, 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 play in groups, play in chamber music, do everything you can to get your head in the idea of communal music making.
I know this is a completely different genre from yours, but Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters has gone on record saying that he really, really dislikes shows like American Idol or The Voice because it's teaching children that that's how you become a musician, and it's actually destroying the next generation of musicians. What are your thoughts on that?
I think he's exactly right. But American Idol does not reward true musicians. It's about, it's entertainment, it's a spectacle, it's, I agree. And that's not, I mean, for me, it's not really music. I mean, I totally agree that music is something very different than all of that. And what we do isn't entertainment either. You know, classical music's not entertainment. I mean, it can be. It can be entertaining, certainly. But its primary purpose is not to be diversionary, right? It's like art is not to be diversionary. You don't look, go to the art museum and look at some incredible Picasso or Rembrandt and say, hey, that's fun.
It's a good point. I know you have to go now, so thank you for talking to us. We're going to actually speak to one of the students now who is taking part in the practice with you today. It's Madison Stern. She's from Hokesson. She plays the oboe. She's 15 years old. First of all, Madison, how did you pick your instrument, the oboe?
Well, my mom actually chose this for me. When I was in third grade, I thought I was going to play the flute, and I thought I was going to be a really great flute player. And there were a lot of flute players at my school, actually, and my mom was like, how about we try something else? And so I tried this, and it seemed like I didn't sound like a dying cat on it my first try, so kept going with it. 7 years later, here I am.
Madison, what can you tell us about your experience here learning with your teachers and learning with a maestro and getting that mentorship as opposed to just practicing at home or learning with your own personal music teacher?
Well, I mean, I started this because I was tired of just practicing by myself. There's a sort of camaraderie. You all, you know that you're all thinking in sync. You're all breathing together. You're all pausing. You're all just connected in a way that you don't get. And it's sort of a little, world that you don't get when you're practicing by yourself or even with people that don't want to be there, that are just playing because their parents told them to. But people that are playing because they really want to.
You've been in session today with the maestro. What do you think is the value of having David Amato here and the value of mentorship in general?
I think it's a great opportunity to learn a different conductor's style. I mean, when you work with one conductor all the time, you get so in sync with them. And then when transitioning, it's a little bit harder because you have to get used to how they like to do, what kind of style of music they like to hear you play.
Madison Stern, oboe player here at the Delaware Youth Symphony Orchestra, has to get back now to her mentoring session with David Amato and the rest of the students. We're going to turn things over now to the music director of the Delaware Music School. It's Simone Tartaglione. He was born in Italy, came here to America and studied here, was a professor at Catholic University in Washington, D.C. Simone, tell us about the benefits of having David Amato here in this mentoring session today.
It's a wonderful thing. I do every year. I invite a guest conductor because I would like them always to see different hands, listen to different opinions, and experience different priorities. What are my priorities are not priorities for somebody else, but it's always important so they can learn and grow for each one. I'm very proud that, especially since he's our conductor in Delaware, that he connects with what is the Youth Orchestra of Delaware. If I think that just 2.5 years ago, we were only 20 people in the orchestra. Now we are 75, and we are planning some, you know, expansions. So it means Delaware has a great future with youth orchestras. And the fact that now is coming is a good sign that we are doing something good.
How are you able to grow at such a fast clip like that?
I thought there was a need for a youth orchestra. And so this is a perfect location for a youth orchestra. I mean, the Music School of Delaware, the amount of talent and teachers we have at the Music School of Delaware. Also, what I like is we need to connect with our local realities, musical realities. So I always open my doors and call for collaboration with a lot of local musicians. So from schools, band directors, and professionals in the different symphonies. So I asked them to do a lot of sectionals. First of all, because conductors do not know everything, so we need always some expert to say, put the second finger on that flute. And I can say that. I'm a pianist. So this really helps the level, but also helps to have the orchestra known. And the more people feel is an open reality, the more they feel they belong. And they can be a part of this dream. For example, one thing I really like is that the youth orchestra feature always a soloist in their concert. One concert is the winner of the concerto competition. So each year we do a concerto competition for the players in the orchestra, and one of them plays as a soloist. And this year we have one playing on flute. So the orchestra gives possibility of being a soloist with a symphony orchestra to our local musicians. So Delaware Youth Symphony Orchestra is a great opportunity for Delaware people who loves music. You know, music is really my life, and I found that in the States, really dreams can come true. And I am really my dream here. So I say always, God bless America all the time.
You have so many hats. What is the difference with working with professionals and working with children? Obviously, there are many, but what are some of the more distinct challenges working with kids?
I need to be honest. The main thing with orchestra is you need to get the best from your players. And this doesn't change. Can be a horrible orchestra or a wonderful orchestra. Everybody can do their best. So that's my philosophy. I try, of course, as much as I can, to bring the best from them, to encourage, to have the freedom to take risks. And from that, you know, they get their personality out. And very often, their personality is a great help. They make music better. The main thing is, you know, with professional, we don't have a lot of rehearsals. So things need to be ready sooner and faster. So there is not much time. While with the youth orchestras, we have longer time to learn a piece. But also, of course, they come from very often with no knowledge of a piece. It's their first time. So I feel so much responsibility when they do something for the first time. The rest of their life will be, you know, remembered how they did. So I try to do, you know, the best I can. But I don't feel enormous difference. You know, that's the thing. If you have an orchestra, they can do their best or not. And the goal of a conductor is how I can make them do the best they can.
And how do you do that?
I found with my fortune that showing a love without condition for what you are performing. And this is a very lucky situation because as a conductor, most likely I choose what I want to do. So if I don't like something, I'm not going to conduct it. So this helps. So I think they feel that I 100% believe. And when I'm on stage, it's not just about having them do the right thing or expecting from them to know the right thing. I just feel the love overwhelms. And if they see how much, there is no question that this is the best thing we can do here and now, and there is not really any reason for not doing at our best. Usually, it takes maybe some time, but the message gets there. It's not a job, really. Music is not something you get paid for doing it. You need to be a little sick with some kind of virus that cannot give you any freedom for not doing it.
From what you're saying and from what I've gathered by the maestro, there is such a wealth of talent in Delaware.
Yeah, there is plenty. And the pace how much we are growing from 22 at the beginning to more than 80 now really gives me a lot of hope for that and a lot of security as well. And what we are offering with the extremely high number of sectionals, with the high level players from top orchestras and top universities in the country, top guest conductors and performances soloists. What we offer really should tell people in Delaware and vicinity that there is no need to go to Philadelphia anymore. The youth orchestra you are dreaming, it's here, right around the corner. Come to visit us and come to join us.